Oh, thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
I have on my bank account, somebody took something out of my bank from your, whatever your company is. I have no clue.
Yes, ma'am, I can assist you. Can I get your
What?
zip code? I said yes, ma'am, I can assist you. Can I get your zip code?
97030.
Hey, your first and last name?
Can you tell me, first of all, who you are?
Well,
What is your
ma'am,
company?
this is a third-party call center. We service over 100 companies. I'd have to get into your account to see which one you has been charging you.
Okay, well, I did not purchase anything from you. I've never heard of your company before, ever. Whatever it is, Body Leading, Real Body Leading Tech is the name of it that was on my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. I'd have to access your account to see why you're being charged exactly and to see what has been purchased, if anything has been purchased.
Yeah, why? It wouldn't be purchased by me because I didn't purchase. I don't know your company, never heard of you before, but you took $49 out of my bank.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please I'd have to access the account to further assist you, so can I please get your first and last name?
Darlene Cheatham.
Okay, ma'am. And can you please, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can you please verify your address for security purposes?
What security? Your security?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you need security? I'm the one that needs the security.
No, I need you to verify your address so I can proceed to get into the account.
I don't have an account, but I'll give you my address. I don't have an account with you. I don't know you. I don't know your company. I have no clue why you guys took money out of my bank. That's what I'm trying to find out. Okay, and my address is 1003 Northwest Shattuck Way, Gresham, Oregon, 97030.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do have your address on file. Now, I do see a purifier was ordered on the 17th of November, and the
What?
warrant a purifier, and the warranty was also ordered for it on the 17th too of November 2021.
Oh no. That was not you. That's a scam. I sent it, supposedly it was only $11.95. I still have the little box that it came in, and it's a joke. And there was no $49 involved. And if there were, you guys did something wrong.
Okay, ma'am. So the reason why you're getting charged $49.97 is because in the terms and conditions that you agreed upon before even purchasing it, because you do have to agree to it before purchasing it does
I
state that
wouldn't
you.
have. It was a gift. It was supposedly a gift, and you only paid for the shipping, 11 something, $11 and something. I wouldn't agree to pay $50 for something I don't know anything about.
Okay,
But
so ma'am, if
you said it was some sort of advertising scam that I realize now, that you this is how you get people, I guess. This is how you get their money. And I paid 11, whatever it was, $11 and something for the shipping. And that supposedly was a gift for doing some, answering some questions.
yes,
It was
ma'am.
supposedly a free deal, not totally free because I paid for the shipping. I didn't agree to pay $50 for this tiny little piece of plastic that doesn't do anything.
Okay, ma'am, the
And
$50
you
is.
don't realize that until after you get it. You think, wow, that's really nice. An air purifier. No, it isn't. It's not an air purifier. I don't know what it is.
Okay, ma'am, the $50 is not for the purifier, it's for the monthly subscription to the online gadget store. And along with that subscription, you
No,
do receive.
I didn't subscribe to anything. I just did it like the advertising said, you get this free gift, you just pay shipping. I wouldn't agree to a subscription. Why would I do that? Because I didn't know anything about it. I just thought, well, that's really nice. $12, that's not bad for a little air purifier. I didn't even know it was little. I just thought, wow, an air purifier for that much. Well, I should have realized that you don't get what they advertise for. Because air purifiers, a good air purifier is very expensive.
Well, ma'am, the $50 is not for the air purifier. In the terms and conditions,
I heard you. I heard what you said. I didn't subscribe, okay? That's what I'm telling you. I didn't subscribe. For $50, I did not. I don't subscribe to anything for $50 that I don't know about. And you better give me back my $49.97. I didn't get anything, and I didn't ask for it.
All right, ma'am. So in the terms and conditions, it does state that, and it also states that you will receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email. But if you do not want the subscription, I can go ahead and cancel you out. Now, what I can do is refund you 35% back.
35%?
Yes, ma'am.
That's it? You're stealing my money. I'll let everybody know. You cancel that subscription that is non-existent in my world, okay? And I will let everybody that comes across that, I will let them know this is a scam. Don't even sign anything. Don't do anything. That is theft. You're taking my money for what? What are you taking my money for if you're canceling my subscription? I'm not subscribing. I will not subscribe.
Well,
didn't subscribe. I didn't agree to subscribe to anything. I usually read the fine print. So this is really a scam.
So
and I don't know what your purpose. What's your purpose?
Do you want the 35% refund?
I want all my money back, damn it.
I have nothing.
I don't have anything that's $49, okay? I don't. You're taking money from me. Your company, whoever you are, you're stealing.
Ma'am, you receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email from the subscription. So every month that you've been charged since November, you have a $125 gift card towards that online gadget store.
And that's it? You're sending me a $125 gift card?
No, ma'am.
For
You've been receiving it. You've been receiving it since November. It's for the online gadget store subscription.
No, I don't have anything in my mail that says I have a $125 gift card. I don't. What are you saying? A $125 gift card for what?
The online gadget store.
The online what?
The online gadget store. I can tell you the website. Just bear with me, okay?
Gadget store?
It's called shopcrazydiscounts.com.
It's called what?
Shopcrazydiscounts.com.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. You send me my money, and I'm letting my bank know. In fact, they're checking it out for fraud, because this is crazy.
Okay, ma'am, please hold.
It's crazy.
So, ma'am, if you already did a fraud claim with your bank would have to call us.
Oh, they're I'm going to let them know. They told me to call this number that I just called you guys on. And $49 is still pending. And I told them, I told my bank, I don't know this company. I don't know where they came from. And they're going to check it out too.
Okay, so your bank would have to call us since you already did the claim.
They would have to what?
They would have to reach out to us since you already did the claim.
Would you repeat that, please?
They would have to reach out to us since you already did the claim.
Since I already claimed?
You already did the fraud with the bank, so they would have to call us.
Oh, I think they will. Yeah, I just had a long discussion with them.
They will call us.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I know that I didn't subscribe to $49 worth of whatever you're selling. I would not do that. I don't subscribe to anything I don't know about, and I didn't know about. This was some sort of little free gift thing. And, you know, my big mistake is nothing is, I should realize nothing is free in this life, and you just proved it. You just proved it. And I did not order that, and you better not take my money out.
Well, ma'am, your bank would have to call us to even get the rest of the account situated. I will cancel the account so you'll no longer be charged by us. So would you like the cancellation number?
You're going to cancel or I'm going to cancel?
I'm canceling the account for you, but your bank would have to call us as far as the refund because you already did a fraud claim.
I did a what?
You did a fraud.
And what do you call? Pardon?
You did a fraud claim, ma'am, so your bank would have to reach out to us. But I'll cancel out the account so you will no longer be charged.
Okay. Wipe off that pending $49 out of my, on your part.
Well, I can't do nothing if it's pending. Your bank would have to contact us.
Oh, and then you're going to wipe it out?
Yes,
you're not going to charge. You're not going to steal my $49. That's a lot of money for people who don't have a lot of money.
Well, your bank would have to contact us, ma'am, but your account will be canceled out. I'll give you the cancellation number.
I thought you were canceling.
I am canceling the account. I'm giving you the cancellation number for your records.
Okay. Give me the cancellation number.
Okay, it's going to be Sears and Charlie, 258.
What? Go down. Go ahead.
Sears and Charlie, 258-819-058.
What is that C? I've never seen a C before, a phone number.
It's not a phone number, ma'am.
What is it?
It's a cancellation number. It's for your records that the account's been canceled out.
Okay. Repeat that number again. C258-819-058 what?
That's it.
058?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So on the record, you canceled this.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll give the information to my bank.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
What? What's the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center. I'll tell you the company that you ordered from, though. It's called
What is that?
It's called Purifier.
The name of the company is just called Purifier?
Yes, ma'am.
That's it? Purifier?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of a company is that called Purifier? Never heard of it. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.